The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Did you say Olympic Games?
Ludi Olympici, Certamina Olympica.
I did some research and I discovered that the Emperor Theodosius. In 393 after Christ,
exactly,
abolished the Olympic Games because, in his opinion, they were dedicated to pagan divinities. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. St. Ambrose had trouble with Theodosius, of course.
Why?
Well, I mean, Theodosius was an Arian, and he persecuted people, and Ambrose excommunicated Theodosius. No. But that's another story.
But so why was he so bothered then, Theodosius, about...
Oh, I don't know. He was a believer, but he wasn't a Catholic on Ambrose's side. He was an Arian.
Anyway, the first Winter Olympics took place in France in 1924 in Chamonix. How do you say that?
Prima Certamina Olympica Hiemalia. In urbe accederunt anno millesimo nongentesimo vigesimo quarto.
In Chamonix, France.
Yeah, I don't have to find out what the Latin word is, Chamonix. I don't know.
Now I'd like to play a little game. I'd like you to choose five sports, winter sports, and adapt them to five emperors. So you can do the opposite if you like.
I wouldn't know how to do that.
Name me five emperors. Five Roman emperors.
And anyone.
Yeah, who you like.
Well, I don't know. Augustus.
Mm-hmm.
I like Trajan, Adrian.
Augustus, Trajan, Adrian.
I even like Claudius, you know.
And?
And who's the fifth one, did we say?
No, you have to choose.
Okay, I don't know. The walls of Rome, Aurelian. Aurelianus, 275.
Okay, I'll give you five disciplines. Cross-country skiing, how do you say that?
Oh no. Skiing, yeah, what are you going to say? That's hard to say. But you're going to say, what are you going to say? Peregrinus cursus is over the farmland. Cursus peregrinus.
Okay, which one of the emperors would be a cross-country skier?
Oh, Lord. Trajan. Trajanus.
Why?
He was a nice guy and got around and was kind of youngish and active.
Okay, then you have to find an emperor who would have done ski jumping.
Oh, Saltatio. That's all right. Saltatio. Very good.
So which emperor would have done that?
That would be Augustus.
Augustus would have been. And the snowboard.
The snowboard. That's Tabula Nivalis. That I can say. Tabula Nivalis, a snowboard.
So who would have done that?
That would have been Aurelian.
Aurelian? Why Aurelian?
I don't know why.
He was the one who built the walls of Rome.
Yes, 275.
And figure skating.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could say, I don't know what you're going to say. Oh, I know, the skating is hard to say in Latin. It's just they just didn't have it.
How would you say rollerblades then?
Oh, rollerblades.
Well, skating is the same thing, no?
Yeah.
Rolling around on blades.
Well, I would say that's all right. Calcei rotati are rollerblades. Calcei rotati.
Rotati means
fixed up with wheels.
Well, what about skating on a blade?
I understand. Well, in Acevedo, in Cultro, no. In Acie. Labi in Acie. To fly ahead on the blade of a sword.
That's great. That sounds like fun.
In Acie Labi, pro labuntur, they fly ahead in Acie. Well,
so you've got two emperors left to choose from. Claudius.
Poor Claudius couldn't do it. No, I think I have. No, Adrian.
Adrian. Adrian. In the Villa Adriana near Tivoli.
He was around the world too and did all kinds of that. Well, who's Claudius is left with nothing?
Bobsleigh.
Well, the poor man. I mean, he had like a withered leg, you know.
Well, that's okay because he doesn't have to use his leg on a bobsleigh. Okay, so it works out.
He just sit there or slide. Well, no, Trahea is a sled. I don't know what you're going to say. Trahea Nivalis.
So,
a snow sled.
And what about an umpire? If there were an umpire.
Well, that's arbiter. That's pretty
arbiter. Arbiter? Who would you choose as Roman emperor to be an umpire?
An arbiter is Julius Caesar. He was a good man.
What's your favorite discipline in winter sports?
Oh, I like the figure skating. Is really out of, I mean, it's so delicate and so beautiful.
How would you describe it in Latin?
Curre figurata. That would be nice. A figuratus, a solearum cursus, something like that. Like a figured running with shoes there, you know, on the ice, obviously. Figuratus, you could say, figured, made in figures.
And who do you think of your five emperors would have had a chance of a medal, like a gold medal, or would have won?
Julius Caesar. Well, he didn't mention Caesar.
He was the umpire.
Yeah, he was the umpire. Well, the next one, well, I imagine Adrian would have. He was quite a military man. Mm-hmm. And for about 20, well, I can figure, what, 17 to 39. So he was emperor for 22 years. A long time.
Do you think the Romans would have liked winter sports? Did they write about the snow at all?
Not that way, no. I mean, they wrote about the snow as a part of the seasons of the year, you know. And Horace says the snows have melted and gone away and spring is coming back in that sense. But as kind of delighting or, you know, kids with snowballs and stuff, they, you know, the Romans didn't. They just took it as part of the season cycle.
But they like sports, though.
Oh, yeah. But kind of like rough and stuff. Romans were not nice. The Greeks were delicate with the Olympic, you know, games, you know, jumping and light stuff. The Romans liked all that bloody stuff and it was terrible. Mm. They had no culture at all, you know that.
How do you say torchbearer?
Oh, that's what they, tediforus. It's been in Italian, you know. Taida is a torch and forus, the carrier of the torch. Tediforus.
Relay?
A relay?
Yeah, well, they relay the torch from Mount Olympus to Turin. It even came to St. Peter's, didn't it?
And you'd say, Teda tradebatur. The torch was being handed down.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.